Hello, Olin Tangi. This is Krista Davis, Olin Tangi's Chief Communications Officer, and I am thrilled to have three fifth grade students from Alum Creek Elementary join us to share about the Ruling Our Experiences group, also known as ROCS, which is offered in Olin Tangi Elementary and Middle Schools. I had a chance to speak with a ROCS group last school year and was amazed to see the benefits of this program in action. I will let Assistant Principal Heidi Leeds and School Counselor Eva Gail Staten speak to how the evidence-based curriculum helps female students build emotional intelligence, connections, and confidence through teamwork and practice scenarios.
Hello, my name is Heidi Leeds, and I'm the Assistant Principal at Alum Creek Elementary. We wanted to share a little bit about one of the programs we offer to our students called ROCS. I have a few guests here with me, so I'm going to let them say hello and introduce themselves. So I have some fifth graders who are going to say their first name and what they love about our school.
Hi, I'm Stella, and what I love most about Alum Creek is how there's so many different people from different backgrounds and how there are also so many different activities that are available for the students, like ROCS, Student Ambassador, and Preschool Buddies.
Hi, my name is Samhita. I'm a fifth grader at Alum Creek. What I like most about Alum Creek is the amazing programs they offer. I'm a safety patroller and ambassador. I love the programs and the people in the school, and the teachers and staff are amazing.
Hi, my name is Caroline. I'm in fifth grade at Alum Creek, and what I love about Alum Creek is that there are so many cool programs like safety patrol, choir, and in ROCS.
Hi there, my name is Abigail Staten, school counselor of Alum Creek Elementary, and I'm also the facilitator this year for ROCS.
Okay, well, the reason we're here today is just to share about a national program that is really offered at a lot of Olin TNG schools. ROCS stands for Ruling Our Experiences, and they are a national nonprofit leader in programming, research, and education focused on girls. After COVID, we had started up some new programming, and Alicia Behrens, our Director of Student Wellbeing, came to a parent book study that we were having at Alum Creek. And it happened to be the night that we had invited the founder of ROCS, who also wrote the book and has done all the research, and she ended up coming, so she got to share. From that, Alicia Behrens was really excited to bring this programming to all of our elementaries. So I think in about 2021, she applied for a grant for prevention services at Olin Tangi. So that's kind of how we got here. And we have been running ROCS programming for many fifth grade girls at Alum Creek Elementary. So let's focus on Alum Creek. Mrs. Staten, can you tell us a little bit about how the program started and kind of how we run it here with our fifth graders?
Yes, so Alum Creek is a pretty great school. We actually started by sending out permission forms to all of the parents, all fifth grade parents that had daughters. And basically from there, we also put in our letter that if they want to learn more before they sign up, we welcome them at our school at 8 o'clock in the morning. And there were parents who came and they were interested in finding out more before they sign a 20-week commitment really for their daughter, because it's a 20-week program. I actually have 36 girls. Because it's so large, we have three groups. So we run it three times a week during their lunch, and they give up their recess also so that they can actually participate. This is my fifth year facilitating this program, and there is a lot of information that I really don't want our students to miss out. So on that permission form, we specifically say that we might be using a little bit of their recess, and surprisingly, they were okay with that. It's been really fun to see them become closer. A lot of them, their confidence has really become really strong, and you can see that they're a lot more comfortable to one another. We've done a lot of skits and scenarios, and we dance together, we eat together, and it's been fun to see them grow. This is now our 17th week, and actually tomorrow we will have a speaker from NASA speaking, because our session is actually about career.
So if you were just listening, Ms. Staten shared that our fifth grade students are willing to give up their lunch and recess for this program. That's pretty amazing. Caroline, tell us a little bit about why you feel Rocks is so important that you're willing to give up your free time to be involved.
Rocks has taught me so much. I'm really getting a lot out of it, from conflict resolution to team bonding, to verbal and physical self-defense. I can feel how much more confident I am. Rocks is really helping me.
That's awesome. Anybody else want to weigh in? Any other girls? Go ahead, Simith.
Well, I love my Rocks group, and I like how, like, nice they are, upbeat, and we have fun every day with Miss Dayton. And yeah, it's just been really fun these past 17 weeks. And I am kind of sad that it's going to end.
So what kinds of things do you do when you come together and you eat lunch there together? You do get to eat lunch, right?
Yes.
Okay. Phew.
So she gives us a bit of time to eat lunch, and we just chat. And yeah, we just connect together sometimes. And she gives us free snacks. And then we start with our curriculum, and it's always really fun, the things we do there.
Well, I love learning how to protect myself with physical self-defense, and I also loved acting out scenarios with my Rocks group and Miss Staten. It's always so much fun because it's just like the way we connect together. It's just amazing.
That's great. I know some of you are in different Rocks groups. Have you all done physical self-defense?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And is that the only part of it, or did you do some verbal?
We also did verbal.
Tell me about that.
So basically, there are different levels of self-defense. So we start off, of course, with a verbal self-defense, and then work our way down. We use the way we show body language and confidence, and then last resort would be physical.
One of my favorite lessons is that Chocolate River. Do you remember that?
Yes.
What, tell about that. What is that?
We've done a lot of team bonding exercises, but probably one of my favorites was the Chocolate River. We had to take these paper plates and get our whole Rocks group across the hallway without leaving each other behind, and we did it really well, and everybody worked together, and it was really cool.
It really just shows you that when you use teamwork, it makes everything better.
We also did this caterpillar thing where we put a gaga ball in between each one of us and made a caterpillar. And that just goes to show that without the other person or extra support, it's all just going to crumble.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing. How would you say, because I've known all of you for a while, how would you say that Rocks has maybe changed your life? Or maybe you used to think differently before you had Rocks, and now you might think differently about something now?
I'm kind of short-tempered sometimes, but Rocks has taught me to be more assertive ever since we've talked about those communication behaviors. Now I'm learning to be more assertive and speak up instead of just getting mad.
Thank you for sharing that.
Rocks has taught me to be more empathetic in how to deal with stress. For example, if you asked me what empathy was a year ago, I'd say that it's just being nice. Now I say that empathy is thinking how others feel or putting yourself in their shoes. I'd even say that Rocks has changed my life forever, and without it, I wouldn't be the same.
So Rocks, I've learned how to identify my stress and how to deal with it and how I feel when I'm stressed. And it's taught me how to cope with it so I can handle it better.
I'm so glad you shared that, because a lot of times adults don't realize that fifth graders have stress. So that's awesome that you've been able to identify it, and now you have some. What kinds of things do you do to handle stress?
So when I'm stress, sometimes just listening to music or talking with people I trust just makes me feel happier again. And sometimes just when you get all your work done at the end of the school day, it's just a great feeling.
Anybody else? Did you practice some things to deal with stress in ROCKS? Did you guys talk about that?
We went over a lot of scenarios. That's also another one of my favorite things in ROCKS, just going over the scenarios and practicing how to act.
Yeah, we get to act them out, and it's really cool.
Samhitha, I heard you use the word assertive. Did you talk a lot about assertive or what that means in ROCKS?
Yes, a few weeks in, we talked about communication behaviors. There's passive, aggressive, passive-aggressive, and assertive. I've never known about these communication behaviors before, and ROCKS has helped me identify them more and, like, find out what different people in my life are like. So I always want to be more assertive. Because assertive means speaking up, standing up for your rights in an appropriate way. And I think ROCKS has helped me just find out more that could help me be a better version of me.
It's really helped with conflict resolution, because especially when conflicts or arguments get out of hand and you really don't feel like you have a voice, being assertive can help in so many ways, because you're still being kind, but you're also showing that you have an opinion and that your voice matters.
For example, in an argument, if you used an aggressive tone of voice, your friend or a family member might feel like you're trying to hurt their feelings, or you might even like make them like cry.
Oh, that's a good way to say that, Stella. So, Mrs. Staton, I know a lot of these girls maybe aren't in the same group, but you actually have three ROCKS groups at Alum Creek Elementary. So can you tell us a little bit about how you build relationships with those groups so that they're willing to share about being aggressive or being assertive or the stress in their life?
I think a lot of it is really them. They're willing to actually open up and make new friends. I think, you know, as fifth graders, they're excited for a new experience, and they really are the one who's gearing to whatever they want. And so during that time we have together, I am facilitating, presenting all of the lessons, but they are always willing to participate. It's what's different about it. As they shared with you, they love the scenarios. I have never seen a lot of fifth graders actually laugh and giggle and actually volunteer. We never have enough time to do it. And that's why sometimes we don't just use half of our recess, we use all the recess time, because they enjoy just being together and learning. And usually the scenarios really help them identify, am I acting this way? How should I act next time as a fifth grader or going forward?
All right, girls. So if you're thinking about our ROCKS program just as a whole, I want you to think about if you would recommend other girls to be in ROCKS, and then tell me why, like just really anything else that you want to tell me about ROCKS.
I definitely tell other girls to go to ROCKS because I just think it's really fun and you're learning new things that are just going to stick with you for the rest of your life, and you're going to really need them in later years, and you make new friends on the way and you're having so much fun.
And it's really nice to feel like you're part of something bigger and you're in a group and that there's girls you can trust and you can become better friends with. And the lessons you learn will stay with you throughout the rest of your life.
I agree with both of them. The lessons that you learn definitely will like help you through more difficult situations that will happen as you grow up. And it also influences you to be a better person. And like, ROCKS is just amazing too. It's really fun.
We love ROCKS so much. Sometimes when the thing is over, we just stay in for the rest of the recess and talk and do stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fun to like get to know your school counselor and be closer with the girls who are in ROCKS. And even outside of ROCKS, you like be become better friends with them and talk to them more.
Are there other things that you like about Rox or that have happened this year that you wanted to share? I know you've all had some funny stories, or Caroline, you were talking about how you've made some new friends.
Yeah, with the girls that are in my Rox group, we'll probably be friends throughout the rest of the year and maybe even beyond. I really feel like our friendships that we make now will stick with us, and it's great to have people you can lean on when you're upset.
It's also like really fun, some of the stuff that our school counselor does. It just makes us want to laugh and do more crazy things. Like when we're doing the skits, we always get a little bit wild with physical self-defense especially.
So what do you mean you get a little wild with physical self-defense?
Well, we don't want to punch our school counselor, okay. But but like we like start laughing and we act a bit more, not too crazy, but like a little bit more like funny and humorous, and we just all leave and come back to our classrooms in a good mood, and that just makes you ready to learn.
Yes, I agree with that. Miss Dayton always makes it like fun too to like do the skits and scenarios, and also like sometimes if I'm having a bad day and then I go to Rox, I come back feeling better.
And the way Miss Staten dances around the office is so amazing.
So you're saying there's a lot of dancing in Rox?
Yes. He makes us do the same thing for safer, smarter kids.
So I know something for Olentangy, too. We have purchased, we call them targets, but they're those kind of black cushion bags that you get to practice physical self-defense. Not necessarily punching, like you were joking about, but you get to practice how you would get out of a tricky situation. Thank you for sharing that.
And, you know, going forward with this, like, as you shared, like, what do we do after you've learned all of these? This is my first year facilitating in Allen Creek, but really my vision is for these kids to continue their friendship. And I've heard other facilitators, what they've done is actually have like a once a year get together where you do something for others, like to serve a community. I mean, thankfully I actually live in the community, so I know I'm gonna see these kids and to be able to welcome them once a year, and hopefully they still have that bond would hopefully happen. That's my goal. Let's see how it goes.
Thank you so much for sharing. If anyone out there would like to learn more about Rox, again, it stands for Ruling Our Experiences, about their research, programming, books, podcasts. There's workshops out there that parents can attend with daughters. You can look at their website, which is RulingOurExperiences.org.
Thank you to our Alum Creek students, Mrs. Leeds and Mrs. Staten, for spotlighting the Rox program for our Olentangy community. So until we say hello again, goodbye, Olentangy.